This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's List.
I just moved in with my partner recently, and everyone who has ever moved in with a boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, your expectation isn't always met.
No, that is very true. You think things are going to be
a certain way,
and they don't quite match up.
No, not really. And it's only been a couple of weeks, but already I've had to lower my expectations a little in certain areas. So this list is all about the expectations versus reality of moving in with your partner.
Number one.
When two take on the groceries, surely the fridge is going to be stocked full of healthy fruit and veg and really good foods, right? Maybe it would be if there was any shelf space left after the beverages were loaded in.
There we go. Need to get a beer fridge, is that what you're saying?
Yep. We need another fridge, we just don't have room for it.
Number two.
The one thing I couldn't wait for was cuddles on the couch each night watching The Block. No such luck, though, when your boyfriend's a gamer, because I'm still flying solo watching telly while he's in the spare room fighting monsters or whatever it is he does.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. Well done, I say. I've had to unplug my Xbox.
So good on me for letting you?
I'm
is that
just
what you're saying?
Yeah, good on you. That's the perfect scenario. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Number three.
You think now that there's two people to share the cooking, it's going to be gourmet all the way? Not even nearly. I'm lucky if we eat meat and three veg once a week. The rest of the time, it's toasted sandwiches, takeout, or noodles.
All right. Okay.
Had eggs on hash browns for dinner last night.
Eggs on hash browns. That's interesting.
I know.
Gee.
Number four.
I was convinced I'd be cleaner and tidier and make more effort because I'm sharing the space. Yeah that lasted one day.
There we go.
Now there's just double the mess.
It's all over the floor.
There's double the people.
Right.
Number five.
And you'd think spooning and adult cuddles every night would be on the menu, right? Hold that thought, because when you go to bed 2 hours before your partner, he learns pretty quickly that waking you up from your sleep for cuddles at midnight is not going to lead to good things.
Nah, he might as well just spend more time in the games room.
I think that's what he's been doing.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's not all bad, though.
No.
He does pause the game if I want to cuddle during my ad break. He does look after the dog when I have a bath.
Yeah.
And there is someone else to blame when we forget to put the bins out.
Well, that's true. Way to go, digging yourself out of the hole. You just put yourself in. I have something that is unnecessarily musical in my life, Gab. I don't understand why it's musical. It just is. And it's the washing machine.
What?
The washing machine.
Does
now
it spin on a melody or something?
Once the thing is finished, it's finished all its cycles, it's finished its load of washing, it plays a little tune to you. That tune. Oh, and incidentally, I did record this yesterday.
Washing?
I set the machine to wash a pretty much empty load just so I could get this tune at the end of it.
Uh-huh.
But I had to sit and wait for 40 minutes. So I was watching the TV. That's why you can hear the TV in the background. Now, this is the tune that it plays. And my question is why?
I don't know.
Why do we need a musical ending to the number, which is your washing is done? I do not. What does your machine do something
my
like that?
My machine just beeps. It just goes beep, beep, done. Like, mine's normal. Mine's like a microwave or a dishwasher. They just beep.
I don't understand who put that in there and what the idea was. And what makes it extra annoying is that every time it plays now, I have this internal song that goes off that I've made to that tune. And the song...
Oh, you're going to sing it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this. Your washing is finished. Now it's time to hang it out. Your washing is finished. So off you go.
Embarrassed right now?
I am so embarrassed. Super embarrassed. But I have to share.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand why we need a musical ending and why then I now have an internal song that goes off all the time.
Well, I guess you would associate that, though, wouldn't you? Like, that's always the end of the cycle. So it makes sense that you've made a song. I'm just surprised you sang it and admitted to it.
Yeah, I think we all know that I wasn't really singing. We don't know what that was.
I've made it pretty clear I love a good pimple popping video. Oh. I love that kind of gory stuff when it comes to YouTube. But this one has even turned my stomach.
Really?
This one has even made me feel a little bit sick. And it's a Russian dentist who has filmed himself pulling out his own wisdom tooth.
No way.
So not only does he pull out his tooth, but he also injects himself with anesthetic first in the mirror.
Yeah.
He then gets the metal tool in there to grasp the tooth and yank it out.
No, thank you.
All on film. It has gone viral. Mm. A lot of people are complaining that it's made them feel a little ill.
Well, don't watch it.
Exactly. Mm. I've watched it a few times. What? Again, making me feel kind of ill. But it's really interesting. Yeah. It's interesting to watch these kind of things, especially for someone who obviously does this every day on other people, and he's gone and done it to himself. Like, that takes a lot of determination.
Did he do the true dentist thing and ask himself silly questions with a mouthful of tools?
Hi, oh, hi.
How was your day? So what do you do for a living?
No.
No.
He didn't do that. But it's led us to the question.
Yeah.
If you've ever done any home surgeries, because this one reminded me of back when I was in primary school, I was the playground dentist when all the kids were losing their teeth.
Yeah.
If anyone had a wobbly tooth, they'd come to me and I'd pull it out for them.
Really?
I loved it. I loved the feeling of it just like popping out.
Oh, that
I
is
loved
so wrong.
It. And
that
so I was so like, wrong. I was literally the playground dentist.
I had to, I didn't have to, I just did, remove some stitches out of my hand once myself. Because I just couldn't be bothered going back to the doctor. Everything looked fine. And so popped the stitches and pulled them out. So I did a bit of home surgery.
My doc actually gave me a little stitch cutter so I could do it myself.
There you go.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Have you done any home surgery on yourself? We'd love to hear from you, no matter how horrific the story could possibly be.
I'm so interested.
Please give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Caleb is on the line. 13, 12, 16. Mate, what have you done?
Yeah, I was 13, jumping on the back of a ute, rusty old tray, and I put my shin down to the bone on it.
Oh.
And because I was afraid Mum was going to yell at me for it, I went upstairs and grabbed out a sewing and stitched it up.
You did not.
And, I got about four stitches in, and then she got home, and I think she was just more angry at the fact I was using a white towel to keep the blood out. But, went to the hospital, and turns out I'd actually had a big hunk of rust still in there.
Oh
dear.
Kind of lucky I got him taken out and redone.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Did they comment on your stitch work? Did they did they say nice stitching or anything like that?
The look on his face wasn't really, it was a bit like, hey, how you going?
I just don't understand. Do you have zero pain threshold? Because gouging yourself that much. But it would have hurt enough just, like, cutting yourself, let alone then stitching an open wound. Like, ow!
Yeah, after a while, you kind of stop feeling where the area is. The first one hurts, and then the rest just, you don't really, you don't feel it that much. It's
Gab. Any time after the point where you pass out, you don't feel a thing.
That's how your mum found you. Passed out with a needle in hand.
That's it.
Mate, thanks for the call.
We do not condone this behaviour, FYI.
No, don't do it.
It's time for a pub date.
There have been signs over the course of the last few months that my dog was turning into a diva.
Yeah, sure.
There was the time back at puppy preschool where he wouldn't sit on a cold surface because he didn't want to get a cold bum.
Yeah.
So we had to put a cushion down for him to obey our commands.
Yeah, that's... There was worrying.
There was then the moment a couple of weeks ago where he stood in front of the air conditioning unit outside to get the breeze through his fur and was behaving like Beyonce.
Yeah, right. Just shaking that hair
about. Bit of a photo opportunity.
Bit of a swish.
Yeah, real poser.
Right.
And then it was really cemented the fact that he's a diva yesterday morning. Because it's been raining quite a lot over the last couple of days around the region, and our backyard was very wet.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like to get his feet wet. And I was taking him outside to go to the bathroom, and I had to put him on the cold, wet lawn for him to go, and he would just keep running off it onto the dry cobblestone area.
Yeah.
he ended up going to the toilet on the pavement in the dry rather than getting his feet wet. And I was just like, oh, I don't even care. As long as you've gone, let's go inside. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday morning I got up and I went to get ready for work. And while I was getting ready, I heard him go outside. I heard his little doggy door flap open and close. Yeah. I'm like, cool, he's gone to the loo, no worries. I heard him come back inside. And I'm like, sweet, he's done his business. All good. Mm.
No.
He'd gone outside. Mm. He'd realised it was wet.
Yeah.
Didn't want to get his paws wet.
Yeah.
Came back inside.
Yeah.
Went straight to the carpet.
Pooped.
And did his poop.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? You literally went outside to go to the toilet. Yeah. Nah, I don't want to get my paws wet, Mum. No. What a little diva.
He is a diva.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can believe it, but I'm annoyed.
I don't know. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have
booties?
To get...
Booties? Booties.
I could get little rain boots for him.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know how he's going to put them on, but...
Well, I can put them on for him, but that's a lot of effort, isn't it? And my boyfriend was like, he just doesn't want to get his butt wet. I'm like, he doesn't get his butt wet. He doesn't put his butt on the ground.
No.
It's just his paws.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm thinking what I'm going to have to do is get one of those fake grass doggy... Pretty much a kitty litter, but for dogs.
Yeah.
And put it in the dry area of the backyard under the shelter.
Yeah, sure.
Is that going too far?
Probably, but there's a reason they make them, and that would probably be one of those reasons.
Because, you know, I don't want to submit to his demands as a diva. Mm. I don't want it to get worse and to start escalating because I'm encouraging the behaviour. Mm. But at the same time, I don't want him pooping on the carpet.
No. No one wants that.
No.
No one wants or needs that.
So I think I'm just going to have to bow down to his wants and needs.
Well, you've got to weigh up your options and it's either poop on the carpet or a dog that has a fancy toilet outside. Go the fancy toilet option.
I think it's going to be the fancy toilet.
Here we go.
Just call him Mariah from now on.
Yep, do that too. You already know what I think about Mariah Carey, so you're pretty much spot on. This time of the year, there is one thing that worries a lot of people, and that is spiders. Mm-hmm. Because, especially with the unseasonably warm weather we've had over the last couple of weeks, I think spiders have gone, well, hang on a second.
Let's start breeding.
Yeah, I'm not waiting any longer.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I had to get my whole house sprayed because I had redback nests in my garage and my backyard. Yeah. So I'm very on high alert when
We've
it comes to spiders.
We've got spiders in our house at the moment. Went and had a shower the other morning and spider, big black thing, just sitting in the corner of the shower.
Ooh.
So
Huntsman?
I don't know what it was. It wasn't a huntsman. It wasn't that big, but it was black.
Ooh.
Gross. And I ended up just having the shower, but sort of keeping an eye
watching
on the spider.
Watching it the whole time.
Yeah, and I didn't move the spider.
You didn't wash him down the drain?
No, too big. Too big to wash down the drain. I used I tried to splash water on him to try and wash him down the drain. Wouldn't go, too big. He just laughed it off. Gab, that's how big he was.
He's
anyway.
Had a shower with you. Pass the shampoo.
That's sadly, the spider had more hair than me. Like, mate, by all means, I'm not using any hair.
Anyway,
let's move on. There is apparently a solution. This is a life hack for spiders, Gab.
Okay.
You can prepare a little solution and spray it around your house. It'll keep the spiders away. And it won't kill them, but it will get them out of your house and into the garden.
Bit of a deterrent for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what it is. Found it this morning, actually. I haven't had a chance to try it. But what you do is you add around 20 drops of peppermint oil to a bottle of water. And then you just spray that around your house.
Oh, that's not too bad because that would actually smell quite nice.
It would smell nice.
Yeah.
It would smell nice. I reckon it's definitely worth giving it a go. I wouldn't mind having a crack at that.
I would do it just as an air freshener. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, exactly. And it beats the other option because my other option at the moment is if I see a nasty spider in the house, I will just move house.
just burn it down.
grab the kids, the dogs, the wife, pack up the car. And then just throw a match inside the house and away you go. It's the only way to get rid of them. So I thought.
By the sounds of that spider, though, he'd just blow out the match.
The
house is yours now,
thanks
buddy.
For the house. And all the shampoo.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.